We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They're going to get a win no matter what. Don't you wish you could have seen them, what they're like against Saquon Barkley?
I would want
and maybe Ingram. And, you know, if Shepard was healthy, all their weapons. I know it's a young quarterback in a short week, and they would still win that game. But aren't you curious to see if Saquon can go for a buck 40 against him or go like 18 carries, 40 yards?
I'll tell you what. No, because you're like beaten up and taking advantage of crippled teams.
Well, it's like you said, how many sacks you got?
Stomping on these crap teams is fun.
We're going to have the same question tomorrow that we've had all season long. How good is this team?
I agree.
Okay? Because you're not getting tested. There's no test going on here. If the Patriots struggle a little bit tonight, we're not going to come back tomorrow and say, oh, the Giants played well. No, we're going to sit there and say, what's wrong with the Patriots? Amazing. Some of the people predicting the game tonight have Patriots like 30 to 10. How about 34 to 13? About 35 to 17.
How about
the Giants score? 14-17.
What's the most random, weirdest score? Could you get like a
43-3?
I would say 43-2.
Oh, safety.
43-2.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
43-4.
How would that be?
That's an odd one. Two safeties.
How would be that if the defense shut them out and actually got themselves a. They got a safety. The Patriots got the safety. 43-0, and it was a safety.
But listen, I did not think Washington was going to score last week, and the only way they scored was on a crazy, uncharacteristic play by their defense. Sure, tacklers, and all of them missed this guy,
yep.
A special teams guy. They couldn't tackle him because everybody else thought the other guy had such a clean shot. He's like, hey, you know, I'll take this play
65 yards. But you've seen none of that this year with this team. I brought that up with Belichick, and he remembered another one earlier in the year. I couldn't even remember that because you just don't see that.
Frank Gore. Again, you know, he said we haven't been perfect. I think he named like three plays so far in five games. That's what they've been. I don't know how they score more than 9. Safe to say, because like you said, broken tackle, fluke, run, 70, whatever it was, right?
Is it going to rain tonight? Is it going to be crazy weather?
I don't know. I mean,
maybe that's something.
And I don't even see three field goals. I mean, you're talking about getting in field goal range three times? I don't even see that.
Then they'd have to make the field goal.
3 points?
They'd have to get in field goal range and then make it.
Okay. I mean, so
I'm looking at the weather right now.
Right, so the rain is coming in. So we're getting rain here in the next hour. And at 6 o'clock, 90% chance of rain. The winds are going to pick up. And then it's going to continue right through the evening.
Till
tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow afternoon. So, and it's going to be heavy at times. So that is a factor in this game tonight.
So it hurts all the offenses.
Yeah.
Can the Giants afford to have anything affect or hurt their offense?
So it might be you want to score 25-0.
Maybe it is something like that where it's just you just want the game to be over.
25-0.
No, you it's one of those games where you know they can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know it, but the elements are kind of getting in your way and you're fumbling around and bad things are happening and
give
ball
three.
Security is an issue.
27-3.
So maybe the move is
because of the weather. If not, it'd be 38-3.
So maybe the move now is to take the under. It's 42.5, I believe. It's probably smarter to take the under tonight, right? Because the other team can't score. So it's a clear-cut good bet of the under if one team can't score.
They can't score.
The only way it happens is
if they can't score.
So if the Patriots score 40 or 35 maybe, then you lose that bet, right?
So they have a third-string running back, and you could say, okay, well, they got Daniel Jones. Young kid, impressive. Maybe he could throw the ball a little bit. Unfortunately, he's going up against the strength of the team, which is the secondary, and he's missing his two best targets. So honestly, do they get the ball over the 50? I'm not even lying.
I've said this almost
I feel like I've said this
the last 3 weeks. I mean, there's nobody better in the NFL at third down defense than the Patriots. They don't get them.
So here's your biggest problem is that Ingram is out, the tight end.
Yes,
and
that's one
Jones
of many problems.
No, no, no. But you're gonna get
jeez, that's
you're gonna get an intense pass rush here. And if at least you have the tight end, you can quickly bail out and give it to the tight end and maybe pick up 3 yards.
Well, we know how important tight ends are.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we found out the last hour, didn't we?
Boy, jeez, we got yelled at.
God. God forbid. God forbid.
No, hold on. Again, once again, you guys are completely screwing.
If Belichick trades for a wide receiver and a tackle. Okay, and leaves the tight end out of the equation.
I will say this again.
Winds are picking up right now. Have you noticed this? Winds are picking up.
Yeah, they keep showing the ocean like we're anywhere near it. What do we care about the damn ocean?
Bad at the ocean today, like 70 miles an hour.
You know, okay, we know you're rich and you have a big house on the ocean.
I'm not rich. Want to buy my house?
Yeah, and now you know how much money you got. No, the issue is, and I don't even want to get into it again. They just need one impactful player, not a back. Back there, they got a bunch of them. They need one impactful receiver. Call it a tight end. Call it a receiving tight end. I don't care.
Yeah.
Call it a receiving tight end. Right. Doesn't matter.
All right, to the phone calls we go.
But they're not out there.
But you keep giving me A.J. Green.
Okay. Emmanuel Sanders.
Right, we'll the that's the only guy.
Let's go to the phones.
And I told you that he ain't going nowhere.
We love tight ends.
Christian, nowhere.
We love tight ends. Here's Shane in Barnstable. Hello, Shane.
Guys, great show. Good evening. How you doing?
Thank you.
I think the weather's not very favorable tonight. I don't think playing Jules or playing Gordon. Burkhead's out. Brady likes to go to those short dumps. He likes to go quickly. Yep. In weather like this, I think you're going to see that. I'd like to see Gunnar Olszewski get some action at like your wide receiver position tonight. I think that's a sneaky pick for Brady to just try him out. You know, he's been doing really well with the punts. I would love to see what he can offer Brady and the offensive line tonight. You know, the defense is kind of, they're great.
I just think the only way you see Gunner is if Edelman takes a shot in the ribs in the first quarter and he's out.
I agree.
I would rather see a guy that's actually been playing and played last week in Jacoby Myers get about 7 targets.
Right.
Even if it's 2 for 7.
Yeah, he would be the guy.
You can at least kind of go to him and say, okay, listen, man, you got involved in the offense. These are some of the things that we saw in these plays. This is how we want to clean it up. But it's tough to when he's out there for 37 plays last week and gets 2 targets, 1 catch for 6 yards, it's tough to go back to film and talk about what he did wrong. I guess you can, you know, in certain routes. This is why I didn't throw you the football, because you went here instead of there. I would just like to see him get involved in this thing.
I think if it's a blowout, that's what you're going to see. But you might end up seeing Stidham, the one throwing to Jacoby Myers and not Tom Brady.
It was funny. So, like, CBS is asking me, okay, what's your key for the game?
Wake up and show up.
I honestly,
don't miss the bus.
I'm not even joking. I wanted to say that.
Make sure you're wearing dry stuff underneath.
What is the key? So, what is the key? So, if you're the Patriots on offense, get the backs going?
How about this?
Get Ryan Izzo involved. You know what it is? The only weapon they have on offense is Golden Tate.
Yeah.
That's it. Nobody else.
And I've never seen this kid, Darius Slayton. Last week he had a bunch of catches.
Yeah, he did.
So I don't know anything about the kid. But I would say just
– don't get lost?
No, handle your business.
Or get lost.
No, first quarter. Just handle your business in the first quarter. Like 3-0, 0-0 after a quarter. This team's a crap bag team. You don't want to – not that it would matter. You could still win by 20. But, I mean, you go up 10-0 early on this, and then it turns into the game you think.
And you know what will take your spirit away more than anything? One, getting beat up physically and mentally. 2, being cold and wet.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be cold. You're going to be cold and wet. We know that.
And windy. Yeah. Oh,
who was that years ago that came in here?
Yeah, it's like 50 degrees, but it'll feel like
the West Coast team that came in here, and it was like cold and snowy, and they just basically quit. Yeah, Arizona.
Blew them out.
It was just too cold. And it was miserable.
They went to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, and they got blown out, and they were just miserable, and they were just like, I just want to go back to Arizona.
Yeah.
Just get me out of this
weather. This is New York. Boston, this is the temperatures peaking in the 90s.
Thanks, Mark.
But the weather is not going to be good in this one. Here's Mark in a car. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Mark.
Couple of quick, bold predictions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. I'm just thinking that it'll be week 8, and Gronk's getting a little he's getting the itch, and I think he's going to be playing by week 8. Start with that.
Gronk 8. So you think he's going to suck on Fox tonight? He's going to be terrible.
That's what you should root for.
Yeah,
that's your bold prediction.
Well, no, I just think he's going to be back week eight. That's my – and the other prediction is I think the Pats only win by 12 tonight. I think it's going to be a ground game, and I think Sony will be fine by the end of the year. No, not 12 to nothing. But I do think they're only going to win by 12 points.
20 to 8?
Yeah, and I think the Patriots should – I think the Patriots should start on the screen. They haven't done a lot of that this year, and I think this would be a good night to start with a screen.
A screen. Okay. You know, we would have more fun if we picked what the first play was going to be.
How do you win by 12? It's not an easy
number. First play? I got the first play for you.
What is the first play? Sonny Michel, off tackle?
A four-yard game by Brandon Bolden.
Nope. Brandon Bolden's going to start the game.
I just told you, four-yard run by Brandon Bolden.
Why would Brandon Bolden start the game?
I know, I'm trying to be
22-yard completion to Lacoste.
Give me a bold statement.
Lacoste is going to have seven catches.
There's no bold statement for this game. So, listen, you sound like you're from Mars if you do what this last guy did. And he said, I think the Giants are going to give him a game.
Right. What about Skip Bayless? Skip Bayless says Eli Manning.
Stupid.
Eli Manning.
So stupid.
Well, you called it at 2 when we started the show. The only reason why they're doing that is because they know this game sucks. They know we know this game sucks. They know that the Pats know this game's going to suck.
No. It's just the only thing that might be a little bit different than last week is you were talking about the struggles in the first half. You don't think Bill's going to address that with them? You know, we need to take care of business in the first half, fellas. It was 9-7 game or 12-7 game last week at halftime. We need to take business in the first half. So we need to pay attention right out of the gate. And my guess is they're going to come out of the gate and they're going to be pretty damn good out of the gate because they're playing another crapola team. And, you know, people are trying to, you know, find a way of making it a game.
How do you sell that? You know how you sell this game? You say Gronk's going to do the pre, the half, and the post. How many times we got to figure out a game for tomorrow? How many times does he do his game?
I honestly feel like we're breaking down game 3 of the preseason.
No, it is. We are.
No, but it's like, what do you want to see? Because one of the things, it's like, you know what?
Even
you know, I think what I really want to see is
the Giants.
I want to see Nugent. You know, I want to see how he kicks the ball. I like to see Jacoby Myers more involved. I like to see Damian Harris carry the ball. I like to see Stidham in the fourth quarter. Like this is like. This is game 3 preseason of what people are looking forward to here tonight. Things that we look forward to in week 3 of the preseason.
But let me ask you this. Would you not be shocked that if Bill actually used Gunner as a receiver, unless he's playing with Stidham? I think Myers is still going to be questionable as to how many reps he's going to get. He might be in there with Stidham late in the game if Stidham's in there. Wasn't he there last week with Stidham?
Well, he might be because if it turns into the blowout, short week, do you really want Edelman out there a
correct.
Lot?
Yeah.
Right? So that would be, you know, if this game turns into the game that we think it might be, and, you know, Edelman comes out with 4 or 5 catches early in this game, first quarter, whatever it is, and he's taking some shots, and you're up 20-25, Gunner could have a second half and just say, go play slot because we, you know, 3 days rest with this guy on his ribs, you want to make sure he's okay.
See, I think the difference is that when you look at Miami or even look at the Jets, even though the Jets have had a little bit of success in the last 20 years against New England, you kind of laugh them off. They're garbage. They're the tomato cans, right? The Giants have some swagger. They have some history. They beat you twice in 2 Super Bowl games.
Yeah, start Eli.
Yeah, exactly. So they got a little bit more. So it's hard to look at the Giants, look at the uniform, and sit there and say, God, they're awful. Especially when you look at the list of injuries that they have, key players, playmakers, 62% of their offense so far this season is out of this game.
So how do you really know how good this defense is? How do you really know?
I know how good it is. I'm already buying in.
I can sit there and say, when great defenses play crappy teams, they prove to everybody that those teams are crappy.
Right.
They
13. Destroy them.
Yeah, they just suffocate them, and that's what this team does. And you can look at the quarterbacks. You can look at the backup quarterbacks. The list of quarterbacks that they've played against looks like a tryout for the AAF. Matt Barkley, Josh Rosen.
Luke Falk. Colt McCoy.
Is an island of misfit quarterbacks that just almost had a shot.
Christian, they haven't played a top 20 offense yet this season, and they won't tonight. And I believe they've played one top 20 defense in the league, and that's Buffalo, which is a good defense.
I think they're top four or five.
That's right. They're four, I think.
Two or three.
Right. So That's it. So nothing is getting tested. And by the way, the offense did get tested in Buffalo. And what did Tom Brady have for a passer rating? Like 48?
45.
Yeah.
I wish these guys were healthy. And I know Bruschi is talking about beating guys up and everybody players looking around mentality. Going, woohoo, yeah. How many sacks you got? How many picks you got? Yeah, all right, this is great. But I would have liked awesome. To have seen Saquon Barkley and Shepard and Ingram to sit there and say, okay, at least, I mean, think about it. There hasn't even been any weapons to go up against. He had Le'Veon Bell. There hasn't even guys you're even concerned with talent-wise. Washington, Miami, the Jets, other than Le'Veon. You're like, you know, Pittsburgh had it opening day. You buried them. But other than that, you haven't even had elite talented players to go up against. If you could have gone, I would have liked to have seen this running defense, you know, stop Saquon, you know, 18 carries, 56 yards, something like that. Or find out, hey, maybe he runs for $150. Like, I think it would have been a great test. And unfortunately,
Frank Gore had his way.
He did. Frank Gore had his way. He's also 107.
So
maybe you should be concerned.
You should be worried then.
And then, but without Barkley tonight, you still don't. You don't know if that was just a fluke, a one off, you know, or just a one bad game.
And you can't use Adrian Peterson because he's as old as Frank Gore.
Yeah, he's worse.
So
I'm not sure when you're finally going to hit that, guys, because I don't think Cleveland's going to do it. Because I think this defense.
But at
will.
Least with Cleveland, you got weapons. You know you're going up against a good running back. You know you got good wide receivers.
You have a quarterback that I think will take too many chances. Okay. And against this defense, I think they'll confuse the crap out of them. They'll give him one look. They'll do something totally different. So I'm not sure he's a great test. Then you're going to get a specific running quarterback in Lamar Jackson, because I think what they're going to do is they're going to keep him in the pocket, and they're going to force him to throw the football. And they're good at keeping guys in the pocket. You can see it. They've got the athleticism. They've got the quickness to be able to do it. So when do we actually see the guy? Mahomes.
But you are going to have Houston. You are going to have Baltimore.
Are you buying into Watson?
Watson,
as a rookie, lit you up. Okay, now he's gone through some changes, but yeah, I would be nervous about him.
Yeah, but this defense
I'd be
is
nervous
much different
about,
than that defense.
I would be concerned with Lamar Jackson. I'm not a huge fan. Baker Mayfield. Maybe he just has the best year of his life and all the receivers
get
open.
At least those teams you're talking about, like Baltimore, you still don't know about Lamar Jackson. Okay, Ingram's a good running back. You know, you got Marquise Brown. You got the tight end Andrews. I mean, they have a couple of weapons.
They'll all be hurt, Lou.
They probably will be.
They'll all be hurt.
But they have a couple of weapons you got to be concerned with. Think about, you know, Stephon Gilmore every single week says, okay, who do I got? I mean, you know, other than Juju, I mean, it's just like, okay.
But he can shut the guys down. And
I know, but he has
talking
you,
about
you know,
it earlier. They can really play a lot of man right now and
of course,
do it effectively
because
with their safeties.
I understand that,
them.
But, you know, we always talk about like a couple years back, and it's like playing man against the Patriots, other than Edelman. You know, Hogan can't get free. Dorsett can't get free. So that's who these guys have been going up against. The number one wide receiver is that kid McLaurin. And all of a sudden, you know, they forget about it. You're done. You're not good enough to try to beat Stephon Gilmore. So he hasn't even been challenged.
Okay, so if you're still looking at an overall really...
Robbie Anderson.
A real threat to lose a game, and you start looking at some of these teams, like we thought Baltimore was going to have a good defense, and it would be how much can Lamar Jackson improve as a quarterback? Can he throw, or is he just a running back disguised as a quarterback? Well, it's shown that he's throwing the ball a little bit more than he has in the past, having some success with it, but their defense sucks.
Yeah.
Baltimore's defense sucks. Yeah. Your offense here will be able to score against Baltimore. So now you look at Kansas City. So how many points can your defense limit Kansas City to? Because guess what? Tom Brady's going to score against that defense, against the Chiefs defense. So where is that team? Dallas may be. If they play well, and they played like crap last week, they may be the best well-rounded team, are they not?
But see,
where they can do both?
But I just think roles are reversed. Like in years past, when we talk about teams the Patriots would struggle against, I think I always felt it was the defense that punched this high-powered offense in the mouth, and it just had this trickle-down effect on the sideline of like, whoa.
Yeah.
So maybe now it's flipped. You know, so now it's going up against the great offense. That actually goes up and down the field on this defense for a couple drives. And then the whole team's like, whoa. So now all of a sudden your offense that maybe isn't top shelf has to try to keep up with a team that somehow is going through your great defense. So now forget about the team with the great offense, defense that concerns you. I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, no, it is.
So what happens if Baltimore gets the ball first and goes down and scores seven? Yeah. Now you got this offense. All right, Tom, go get him. Well, we're not really clicking yet. We don't really. Oh, okay. Oh, three and out.
I don't
and the
like
defense,
that. Receivers.
And the offense comes back and punches the team in the mouth again. You know, puts up three. It's 10-0. All of a sudden now it's like it's just role reversal from what we're accustomed to, I think, over the last few years with this team.
But you can look at it and say in the past, and certainly last year, you looked at Kansas City and said, we're going to have to go score 35 to beat the Chiefs. Are you going to have to score 35 to beat the Chiefs this year? I'm not sure about that.
You better hope not.
I don't believe so.
I'm not sure you are. But you're right, Lou. Your offense against those good offensive teams, and we still haven't seen any of them yet, you're going to have to put up some points against them because you're not limiting them to 6.8 points in a game.
Right.
You're not doing that, and you're going to face some
maybe
of them
in the first half
down the road. Yeah. But how strange a season is it in that right now the defense is the most dominant any defense has been in the league in some time, and yet people don't believe it because you played crap.
Sure.
And so we're going every single week sitting there going, okay, they're terrific, but who are they beating? And I think we're going to do it for a few more weeks. I don't think we're done with this. I thought we were going to be done with it because I thought we were going to see some competition. Cleveland, Baltimore, I'm not sure we are.
Well, if it continues the way it's been going, then, again, all those star players, impactful players, are going to be hurt. They're going to be hurt, won't be able to play, and you'll still won't get a true test.
Maybe not. I mean,
and
maybe,
so what? Yeah. So what? What do you need a test for? Every time you play out there is a test.
Yeah, my eyes tell me, though, that the defense is legit, and I'm buying into it. I don't care who they've played. You're right, Christian. What they're doing is they are just suffocating these god-awful teams. They won't be able to do it against good offensive teams, but they're going to limit them. They're going to limit them well below what those teams normally do. Now, the offense tells me something totally different. If they face a good defense, and we already saw it once in Buffalo, I'm not convinced that this offense can put enough points on the board. It's a reversal, as you said, from what we've been dealing the last few years.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Malden here on OMF. Hi, Mike.
Malden.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up?
Good.
Okay.
Well said.
You know what? I was going to say the exact same thing. I was just thinking that.
What happened to Mike? Mike, you there?
Yeah, we lost him.
All right, Mike. See you later, Mike.
It was good.
It was good talking to you. It was a good conversation. Might be the way.
You had a good point.
What was it?
Yep.
It was quick to the point. I
wish all callers were like that.
So we figured it out. The over-under tonight is 42.5.
But what's the Giants over-under?
The Giants over-under is 12.5.
How do you not bang the under?
Are you kidding me? Is that a bet?
I'd bang the under all night long.
Is that a bet I can make right now?
Yeah, apparently
you can. Under?
Yeah.
12.5.
Over-under is 12.5.
Smells fishy. Who's last team?
In bad weather. Patriots over under is 30. So as you can see, it comes up to 42.
Oh,
and a half.
is that what happens?
And the line, is what? 17.5.
17.5.
So there you go. It all adds up. Simple math. Well, Mike's back.
Oh, let's try Mike one more
time. I'm sorry. Let's try Mike again.
I'm sure Mike is on his way to the game.
He had a good point. That's why,
Mikey.
I wish I was on my way to the game. Actually, that's the reason I'm calling today, gentlemen. And good afternoon to all of you. Is that the product this year is terrible. I mean, it is like abysmal. I don't think I'm even going to watch this game. Here's the thing. I used to religiously live by Patriots games, cross them off every week. It was my life. And granted, maybe a part of this isn't because I'm not sleeping with my fat ex-wife any longer and have a beautiful young blonde woman who's spending my time, but I've watched one quarter of football the entire season. One quarter. This product is abysmal.
It's a good point, Mike, and thanks for sharing your life with us. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
It's good to hear.
Beautiful. Oh, my God.
Tonight's referee is Brad Allen.
Sure is.
Ben Volen says whose last Patriots game was against the Packers last year.
Yep.
Back judge is Greg Yetti.
Oh, great.
A.K.A. one of the guys involved with testing the Patriots footballs at halftime of the deflate game.
Pass this.
Deflate game in 2000.
I mean, aren't we past
this? How desperate are we to try to pump up this game tonight?
Everybody that's on that crew, I mean, the back judge.
Yeah, what?
Going to bring that up. Oh, we don't like Greg Yetti. He's going to screw us like he screwed us back in 2015.
What's the temperature today? What's the temperature going to be? And the ball's going to be deflated?
I had to put air in my tires.
Did you? Really?
Did you?
Cold. First time, huh?
It's been cold.
It's been a while.
What's it, like 50 degrees right now here, right? Something like that. I mean, this one at 53 right here in Foxborough right now. I would say this, that we're desperate trying to find something for tonight's game. And I just don't think, are we going to be wrong in this one, that maybe this becomes competitive? I just don't see how this is a competitive game tonight.
I'm thinking more of Thursday night game, right? They'll probably give them the weekend off. Is that how it works?
Yes.
They should.
Yeah, okay. No, he does.
So I think this is when
incentive,
you...
Incentive, right? It's incentive.
Well, I know,
let's
but
win
I
and
never know with this guy.
What does he do, though? Before you play in a Thursday night game like that, does he tease you or pass it out that, you know, we win this one, maybe we'll
not
take
him.
Or is it understood? It's just understood.
No, no. You know, you don't know. It's like that question I asked him about, hey, were you going to tell Stidham that he's going to go with the game? He would have been like, what do you mean?
Hey, if we blow this team out like we're supposed to, then I'll give you the week. No, what I was going to say was that so the next after this game, the next 3 or 4 days, to me, hopefully Belichick, Casario in a room, and they start the process.
Yeah,
you know, you've got a little bit of time. You know, you got the Jets. You know the Jets very well. You just played them a few weeks back, so you could take that extra day or two, and you have 3 or 4 of them to start figuring out who you're going after. Now, maybe it's for a move in 2 or 3 weeks at a deadline. Maybe it's not.
What do you mean, for a trade?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think they've already been on the phone. I would bet you they've been on the phone.
Well, then
for,
take care of it in the next 3 or 4 days.
And that's why I tried to ask Bill the other day about, you know, what are you doing now? And then what do you do over the next few weeks? I think they've been on his phone.
Getting ready for the Giants.
I think that was the answer.
Yeah, it was.
But he's been No, they have actively been looking the last 3 weeks. I'm sure Nick Casario has exhausted.
I know where there's a tight end. Yeah.
Where's their tight end?
Right up the road.
Who's that?
Ben Watson. Ben Watson's hanging out right up the road.
$2 million. They didn't want
to. Yeah, give him a prorated veteran minimum.
Can you imagine if Ben never signed with the Patriots? And, you know, we just heard rumors he's contemplating coming out of retirement. Wouldn't we sit here today and say, why don't they go get Ben Watson?
Yeah.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Just go down the list.
Can you get him at veteran minimum
makes
now?
All the sense in the world.
It would be the first time a guy like that would be brought back.
No, I think they've been calling people and checking guys out now for weeks. But like anything else, you know, the price changes when you get down to the witching hour, and that's what's going on right now.
So when they were looking for a kicker, we got word there was a ton of kickers coming in.
Yeah, they all suck.
No. But my point is,
they brought a guy in.
I know, but we didn't.
This week.
I know, but we didn't know. But at that day, there were five of them.
Right.
Okay. And we did not know that Gostkowski was going to be put on IR at that point in time.
Correct.
Mike Reese released the information. All these kickers, and you're like, all right, maybe they're trying to
competition.
Yeah, maybe it's competition. What are they doing? I would say, do you think that's going to be the case with a receiver? Well, no, it wouldn't be because all these guys we're talking about are on teams.
No.
So, of course.
No.
So, I don't even know who's
there's
on the
nobody
street.
There's nobody on the
who's
street.
Who's on the street?
There's nobody on the street.
Crabtree's on the street.
No, there are kickers.
Des Bryant's on the street.
There are kickers on the street, Christian, because they're a different type of human being, okay? They either go through periods where they're really good or they get the yips and they lose it or they have injuries. I mean, you look at Gostkowski right now at his age with this injury. I'm not sure he kicks ever again.
Well,
I'm not
here,
sure he's
maybe.
Back,
well,
right?
Nugent had his hip injury. He missed last year. Well, played in 4 games, I think, and then missed the rest of 2018 and came back.
But see,
and look at him.
He's on for $3.6 million next year. Gostkowski, you're bringing him back? He's finding somebody else.
Bill told me, well, he told everybody that he was the best, one of the best kickers in the history
of
the NFL.
When he said that, the first thing that came to mind was
liar.
He never talks about anybody
in
the past tense unless they're gone. We still haven't heard that speech about Gronk yet. So that's not over.
Right.
The career's not over yet.
So Ronnie's going to be here. Ronnie's going to be honored right now. So are we still not going to get a Gronk thank you halftime
still
deal?
Haven't had it yet.
You're still not going to get that. Every freaking player gets it.
What's so weird about the greatest tight end that maybe ever arguably ever play the game doesn't get a retirement send-off?
To me, that still seems odd to me that they've never done that for him.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think it's weird. Let me go to Tom and Gardner. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Quick question.
Sure.
Maybe you covered it already, but I've been racking my brain over it all day. Who do you think is going to get more points tonight? The Pats defense or the Giants offense?
Good question. It's a legitimate question.
I'm going to go Pats defense.
7-3.
7-3. Yeah, I mean, I think they might sneak in two 30 yarders. You know,
you got to think about this. Think about this,
Tom. It's getting down to 13 twice.
You got a young, quarterback that has started what, two games so far, and on top of that, he has all of his key weapons taken away from him. He can't run the football, can't throw the ball to his tight end because he doesn't have a good tight end now. And his deep guy and the guy that really can make the, you know, playmaker that can change the course of a game, he's out. My guess is he's gonna cough up the ball. Three interceptions tonight.
Where is he gonna go with the ball?
That's what I mean.
He's gonna realize he's played in two games and he's played well.
Yeah.
And Bill says he's very impressed with him. Sure, he's a good person.
Yeah, he's a good person. This is a different story for him tonight. I think he throws three picks, so he might be right. The Patriots defense may score more than the Giants offense.
I would agree with that.
David's in a car. David, go ahead.
Glenn, Lou, Christian, what's up, man?
What's happening, what's up,
David?
Hey, real quick before I get to what I called about, is Brady and Belichick still going to be on Monday, even though with tonight's game?
I would say yes.
Programming call, yes.
Monday.
Great. And also, what are the odds that the Pats do not even make a move for a tight end or a wide receiver? And just go ahead and live on winning games with the defense.
I'll be shocked.
And I'll hang up and listen.
5%.
I'll be shocked.
I was shocked that they cut Ben.
But really, I mean,
thought they were going to keep
5% chance they do nothing.
But the fact that they cut Ben, I think, increases the odds that they're going to trade for somebody because they cut him for the money. They didn't cut him because...
No, Glenn, you're wrong.
You lied to me, Lou.
I mean, you have 53 guys. If you add a guy, you can't have 54.
I can do the math.
You got to cut him. You see, he was on an exemption list. He didn't need to do that.
He lied to you.
No,
I used to say it. He fipped.
We can't have
that.
54.
Make you feel better. He fipped. He didn't lie.
You understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Glenn,
I do. But the fact that he did that with Ben Watson tells me they're going to make a deal. I'd be shocked. I think it's dangerous going the rest of the season without having that other offensive weapon.
N'Keal Harry.
Dangerous. Maybe. Okay. Do you?
Well, we also said Ben Watson. You don't need a tight end. You got Ben Watson coming back week five.
I'm telling you.
Okay, do you feel comfortable right now with Josh Gordon? Do you feel comfortable?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, thank you. All right? And we're talking about him on the football field. We're not even talking about, you know, him having his other issues. We're talking right now, we're questioning him on the football field.
Yep.
That makes me nervous.
Yep.
They got to get another guy. All right, 617-779-7937. OMF out in public today. Yes, we are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we're what? We're still 3 hours away from kick.
Man, well, I hate these late games. I tell you what.
No, it's
come
good.
On.
Unbelievable.
You'll be in bed by halftime. You won't even watch the second half.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's working tonight.
I'm working.
Oh, are you?
Watching TV.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Be a lot of people watching.
God, I guess I'm the only one going to be falling asleep.
No, you know what?
I'll fall asleep.
Like Thursday, Monday night games, it'll hit you like Sunday, you know, they don't play, but they've already played. So the day they play, you get excited. Like Monday nights, I don't like.
Yeah.
Sunday they don't play. You're like, oh, what the hell?
Well, think of
it. But then Monday you wake up, you're like, all right, cool, I got a game tonight.
So I'm gonna stay on Monday too.
So they're off this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And then next week,
Monday,
it's a Monday game.
They got a long
time.
So
they're off for the weekend then as well.
Plenty of time to get a trade done.
Mike is in West Roxbury. He is next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, so what do you guys think the over under on Nugent missed field goals is tonight?
One extra point, one missed
field
goal.
Oh, you think that well?
I'd say 4 points. Field goal, missed extra point. But that's just.
Right,
but that
good.
Won't be good, though. I mean, that won't make you feel good.
Well, why would it? I mean, thanks for this new breaking news, Glenn.
It's like, how are you going to. How are we going to feel good about it? Well, you're making it sound like, oh, it's only going to be one missed point after.
I'm just saying. What, you know, I'm anticipating a rough night. Windy, rainy. Still got guy trying to prove himself. Yeah, it's like that. Again, this is like week three, week four preseason. Things we're looking for. Nugent the kicker. We want Gunner to play wide receiver. Throw the ball to Jacoby. Get Damian Harris in there.
You're asking for far too much. This is like what you're looking forward to. Here's Mike in Wellesley. What do you got, Mike?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good.
So I'm heading into Gillette right now. I think it's going to be a pretty boring game, so I'm trying to make it interesting by placing that big bet. What do you think is a better chance of hitting, the under of 41 or the Patriots minus 17?
I like them both.
I like the Patriots.
I think the 17 is a safer bet, only because the weather may be – it's going to get bad here. At least that's what they're telling us. And if that's the case, Mike – you might get a 30-0 game.
Hey, Mike, we also saw that the over-under on Giants points is 12 and a hook. Can you get under that?
To me, that's a setup. That is a setup if I've ever heard one.
So that,
why would you?
You think you're going to score 13 then? It should be six. Here's the thing.
It should be 6.5.
Wet, windy night. Another Gunner muff punt.
Ooh.
Wet, windy night. Stidham in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could be up again. You know, you could have weird stuff.
I will say though that the Buffalo game really pissed me off because of that red zone interception just screwed up the line.
Yeah,
I think the line. What was the line at? Like 7?
You had 6.5 or 7?
Yes,
they won by 6.
7.
Gostkowski missed the extra point too, which really
killed me. A lot of people
made
were pissed
a lot of
off
bookies in New England happy.
Dan is in Sturbridge, Aaron EEI. Hello, Dan.
Hey, gentlemen, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, Dan.
I think you guys get it all wrong. I don't think Belichick's going after a receiver or anything like that. I think he feels his offense can put up 14, 17 points a game guaranteed, and his defense can most likely help with some kind of score of their own, and they're just going to not go the way of the prolific offense and try to outscore everybody.
All right, so let me ask you this question. If you think that he believes he can put 14 or 17 points up, you're facing Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. Is 14 or 17 against Kansas City going to be enough?
Well, is Isaiah Wynn going to be back and Nikhil Harry to give them a little help?
No, let's say they're both back. I'll give you that.
They're both back.
Okay, they're not going to give you more than – those two guys aren't going to help you get a lot above 14 or 17 points, are they?
Yeah, but all right, what did they just score, KC? 13 points against the Colts?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what the Colts
have? The Colts don't have the defense that we do.
No, what the Colts have is a running game that kept the ball away from them.
And
you don't have
that
right now.
You're getting Nikhil Harry back, and they're getting Tyreek Hill.
I think they get the better of the comebacks, wouldn't you say?
Huh. What do you think? Advantage who?
I would say advantage KC. Huh. Had to let him go with that one.
That'd be like this Patriot offense right now with no Edelman saying, okay, in 3 weeks you can get Edelman back.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, he's their biggest weapon. I know Kelsey's very good, but as far as spreading the field, being concerned, it's Tyreek Hill.
And if you remember with Teddy the other day, just as far as a guy running in pads on a football field could be the fastest guy we were. I mean, Willie Gault comes to mind.
Yeah.
Talking Olympic sprinters who tried to play, who came back to play football. Guys like that who the Raiders would always sign.
Remember the touchdown he scored here against Kansas City when he came back? Where I think the touchdown, I think, with a
fan
threw a beer on him.
Yeah.
When he caught the ball in the middle of the field, ran to the sidelines, and made McCourty look like he was running in quicksand. Like, just by everyone.
I would say the other one at the Lighthouse, that one, where he took this real, wasn't a crazy angle, but his speed was so devastating that McCourty thought he had the right angle to cover it, and as soon as he tried to recover, he realized he way underestimated how fast this guy was. And then, of course, Patrick Mahomes is a good quarterback, so he puts it right on the money. To me, the two would not be nearly, obviously, as successful without the other, because Patrick, imagine if you had a crappy quarterback, Josh Allen, throwing those passes. He couldn't he couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think you can sit here, as good as your defense is, and depend on them and suddenly say, we're going to become the old Baltimore Ravens or whatever. We need to score a lot more. Against Kansas City, you can't take that gamble. Bill's in Framingham. Hello, Bill.
Hey, dude.
How you doing, guys?
Before it's good, Bill. I heard the other day with Greg Hill, Halloween's back on. Good for you guys and friends.
Yeah, we're happy.
It's never good. Off, Greg.
You mean it wasn't off? Right.
Jesus.
Go ahead, Bill.
Before I get to my Patriot thought, Lou, I went to a concert, and I sat next to a guy. I forget his name. Rod Fadibi, maybe. He said he was your coach when you played in the Cape League, but could do it. And I told him,
What'd you say the name was?
I thought it was Gidby or Digby.
Who cares?
But anyway.
It's great.
It was close.
I love this one.
Okay, Roger. My Patriots,
call him Roger.
This is good, isn't it? It's Krishna.
My Patriots.
He just has his friends call him.
Unbelievable.
But
hey, I bumped into a... Oh, forget it. I'm not a... You know what? Forget it. Forget it. Good try.
Halloween.
I feel like this is story time.
Bidwell.
So Halloween is still off?
Bidwell?
Roger. It's close, though.
Yeah, it was. He said big.
I don't know what the hell he said.
Dylan is in Rhode
Island.
On
Avery Point.
What do you got, Dylan?
Hey, how y'all going?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good. So good. I am actually a Ravens fan living up here in Providence. But
good for you.
We've always kind of lived in this interesting world, right, where we're packed with tight ends. The last, gosh, like 5 or 6 years, we finally moved on with Max Williams, but we still got, you know, three decent quality tight ends on the roster, and a guy like Mark Andrews, who was actually drafted later than Hayden Hurst, who was drafted before Lamar Jackson, is getting all the touches all of a sudden. There were rumors that we were looking to dish Hurst to the Jags, possibly, for Lamar Jackson, or I'm sorry, for Lamar Jackson's star quarterback, for Jalen Ramsey, is what I was right. trying to say.
Okay.
And
Hurst
then that
for Jalen Ramsey?
It sounds like he could be on the market.
Yeah, I
what
think
do you think about the idea of the Patriots looking at Hayden Hurst?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
I don't know. I hate playing this stupid game. You know. No offense, but
Hurst for Jalen Ramsey straight.
Yeah,
up?
It's not an even. That's not
no,
bad
no, no.
Deal.
It was never straight up. It was. I think it was Hurst and maybe two first rounders that they even turned down.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty heavy stuff. But it sounds like, you know, Hurst kind of sits there as far as in our receiving group where you know, we could probably get some value out of him, and obviously nobody could have foreseen the Ben Watson thing.
You know, I think a lot of these rumors, and thanks, man, I appreciate the call.
You think they're made up?
Well, I do think that people probably talk about them, and somebody says, hey, Ben Volen, guess what I heard Glenn and Lou talking about? They think that Jalen Ramsey's going to – I mean, it's like – so, okay, you heard it from a source, and it's a real person that they're talking about, but
so this,
realistically, is it going to happen?
This was a guy, Gene Fournette. This was back September 21st, so a while ago, a few weeks ago. He says, sources tell me Ravens locker room was buzzing Tuesday about a trade going down for Ramsey, but quiet since then. Reports from Baltimore, not ESPN or NFL Network, said the Ravens offered a first, a second, and tight end Hayden Hurst got turned down.
A first,
a second,
and then Hayden Hurst was what pick in the draft? He was just drafted him.
A couple years back, right?
Hayden Hurst from South Carolina?
Oh, yeah, they just drafted him last year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makes no sense.
But
it doesn't sound like Ramsey.
Those deals don't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't sound like Ramsey is going anywhere because they really believe with Minshew, they've got something now. They got a quarterback. They think
they had a heart to heart.
Yeah.
And I think he might play this weekend. So
yes.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I heard he was seeing a specialist.
Calming the situation
for his back.
Down.
Yep.
By the way, you were talking about guys that were on the street earlier, tight ends.
Yeah.
Dennis Pitta.
It all goes through Pitta.
That's who they
know. Pitta.
No, he's retired.
That's who they need.
He's retired. You'd have to call him out of retirement.
I don't know if he would play in an offense when it doesn't go through him.
That's a good point.
Wait, hold on. So just real
but
quick.
But he told us
Hayden Hurst was a first round pick.
Yes.
So you're gonna give him two first round picks and a number two.
Well, the kid Andrews has taken over that job. And they play two tight ends, but I don't know.
Nah, I'm not buying it. That's crazy.
I'm not buying a trade. This is Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
What do you got, bud? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I hear you guys talking about the Patriots wide receiving core a lot and how bad they are. Now, we got Philip Dorsett, who's been with the team for a couple years now. He's finally come on. He's injured, yes, but when he's healthy, he's catching touchdowns. We got Julian Edelman, best slot receiver in the NFL. Josh Gordon, who just got with the team, you know, hopefully he'll make it through the whole season, but he is, for his size and his strength, probably the best wideout in the league. Now, my question to you is,
I'm not buying that either.
What team has a better wide receiver core than the Patriots?
The Rams.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God!
You want a
list?
You want a list?
New Orleans.
Yeah,
Atlanta.
I'm
got to a list here. You
Tampa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Kansas City.
No, man.
Buffalo.
No, you've already seen it.
I mean, what are we doing? Listen, no one's saying that these guys like
Seattle.
Edelman. If you had Edelman, Gordon, and Dorsett.
Arizona.
You know, I'm not saying that those guys.
That might be a stretch.
They don't suck.
Dallas.
It's just that
Philly.
You know, Dorsett's hurt.
Philly's looking for a receiver too.
Edelman's kind of banged up. Gordon is unreliable. Tell Dorsett's unreliable. Their wide receivers, other than Edelman, are unreliable. And then it's not deep. It's not a deep group.
So Dorsett is the first one that he brought up, and he said all he does is catch touchdowns. No. Actually, he catches passes 26 in a row when he's when he's being covered by the third or fourth cornerback on the other team's defense. Once you move him up the ladder, we have seen what's happened. He can't get open space out there.
But that whole
there.
Thing with like 26 in a row, like I said, that's like 8 or 9 weeks. It was a couple weeks where
took quite
one
a while.
For
going
one.
Back to last year, too.
One for one, two for two. It's not like 26 consecutive catches over 5 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're talking about 9 or 10 weeks. Yeah. Where I mean,
two passes, one pass.
One pass, one catch.
And I can't believe that Belichick is looking right now with this offense and looking at the receiving targets and saying, we're done. We're good. You know,
I don't think
he's doing it because they're not good right there. The key right now is their defense is giving them plenty of time to figure out what they need to figure out. Plenty of time. This portion of the program has been brought to you by Always Health Partners at alwayshealthpartners.org. Get used to a health plan that puts you first. We have the last part That's of cool. the program next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the last call.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Antonio Brown, the big talk on First Take today with Kellerman and Stephen A. And Rosalind Gold on Wude. For some reason, she thinks that Antonio Brown has a chance to show that he's much more than just an athlete.
You know, through the whole escalation of this thing from preseason to the regular season, you saw marketing plans, you saw social media plans. Well, here he is now, not playing football, and he has an opportunity more than ever to show that he is more than, to show he is more than just a football player.
He ain't going to write. Have you read his Twitter feed?
Well, maybe he doesn't have to write. But I'm saying maybe he could collaborate. LeBron James and Uninterrupted, they're doing a whole glass helmet thing. I mean, why don't you have your marketing team come and meet up and have a platform that's already given visibility to these football players? I mean, this is your opportunity to show you're more than a football player.
But where?
So then where is that marketing team that was putting all these videos out during the season? Where are they now?
All that stuff is connected to his ability on the field. I think this is something that happens for a lot of celebrities who make a living doing one thing, and then they think that because people laugh at your jokes when you're a great receiver, that they're going to laugh at him when you're not.
I don't even know if I'm mad at him or his team. Hold it,
Roz. This is television. You talking. Dominique talking. Pause. Y'all got to take a moment to laugh at that. What did Max say? What's he going to do, right? I mean, y'all got to pause and soak that in. Forget the hell. Forget everything else. Max made a very good point. What the hell is he going to do, right? I mean, that's hilarious.
He's right. What you going to do, right?
Yeah, LeBron James has the glass helmet. Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Hey, listen, Antonio Brown could cure climate change.
Cancer. We're talking about.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
What's he going to do, right?
He's a freaking athlete. Leave him as a freaking athlete.
That's beautiful.
Great TV, by the way, even though it was somebody on a phone. And Cardinals manager Mike Schilt, and he is just going ballistic after they win.
What I'm loving about this series is we played the game hard, we played the game right. They started some shit, we finished the shit.
Yeah,
let's go. And that's how we roll. We don't start, but no one f with us ever. Ever. All right? Now, I don't give a f who we play. We're going to f them up. We're going to take it right to them the whole fing way. We're going to kick their
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Although that was somebody FaceTime live that.
Yes, they did.
I wouldn't be too happy about that.
Antonio Brown
somebody
did.
FaceTiming live that thing. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's a problem.
You know, Washington's oh, really? Okay, you're going to whoop that ass. All right.
So they got betting lines out tonight. Rob Gronkowski debuting as a Fox analyst. Will Gronk spike a ball on air?
Yes.
Yes, plus 225. No, minus 350.
Yes, he will.
Will he be asked about retirement?
Yes, he will.
Minus 500. No, plus 300. Will he predict the Patriots go 16-0?
No.
Yes, plus 300. No, minus 500. Talk about betting. Mutt and Wiggy coming up next live from the On Deck Burger Bar. They're over at Encore Boston Harbor. They're going to be taking you right up until the game this evening. I'll be on with Fred and Steve after the game.
Well, good. Give me something to listen to.
Yeah, go get some sleep, boys.
All right, guys. All right. Enjoy the game.
I will be listening to you on my way home. My short commute
I'm looking
home.
Forward to it. I'll give you the little wave or something. We're out of here, boys. Good night.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.